Thanks. Oh, California. Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you live via Periscope from Houston, Texas for Social Geek Radio and my co-host.
And this is Jack Munson of Minolto coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Deb, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Jack, we've got quite a few guests joining us here from Periscope. So thanks everybody who's joining in. Throw those hearts our way and let us know where you're calling in from. So what have you been up to, Jack?
Well, I'm in Atlanta this week. Last night, we had the quite a great franchising event here in Atlanta with the Women's Franchise Network of Atlanta. We had a program that I was honored to be a special guest speaker. I think I was outnumbered, as they say on Fox News, but we had a program on personal branding and digital media, and I wanted to thank Clarissa Bradstock and Terry McCulloch from AnyLab Test Now, and also Yvonne Dwyer was another panelist at last night's group. But we had a full house, so terrific networking and terrific programs that the WFN here in Atlanta is putting on. Definitely a very strong chapter of this part of the IFA. So thanks again for everybody who came out last night, and look forward to joining them all again soon. How about you, Deb? You've been traveling around. You've been in Florida and on the beach, and you're back at work now, right?
I'm back to work. Yep, Florida. Did a little vacation, wedding of my son. So back to work and ready to get going, and actually had client meetings downtown today. So good. And we're getting ready to attend GIFA, the Google and IFA conference here early May.
Yeah, that will be fantastic. And we'll actually be broadcasting Social Geek Radio live from Google headquarters and the GIFA conference. That'll be 2 weeks from tonight, which, by the way, will also be our fifth anniversary of Social Geek Radio.
Amazing. Yep. Going to be lots of fun. So lots going on in the franchise world for us, but we have got a great guest that I think you got to actually see here, talk to recently. But why don't you go ahead and introduce Paul and bring him on board?
Yeah, absolutely. Joining us tonight is VP of Franchise Development from one of my favorite franchise brands, Wild Birds Unlimited, is Mr. Paul Pickett. How you doing, Paul?
I'm great, Zach. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
It's great to be here.
Good to have you.
Paul, it's always great to see some of our franchise friends this time of year. There's a lot of events. Just saw you at the multi-unit show in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and you were pulled into some panel duty there yourself. And one of the things that really struck me during your panel was you had mentioned using Facebook to find franchise leads. So I thought, wow, what a great topic. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Wild Birds Unlimited and your role and what you're doing with WBU these days.
Absolutely. Well, first, I just want to thank both of you. It's a pleasure and an honor to be invited tonight. Wild Birds Unlimited, for those who don't know our brand, we are the original and largest franchise system of retail stores that cater to the hobby of backyard bird feeding. So we are the backyard bird feeding specialist in each and every one of our markets. Franchise was started, founded by our founder and CEO, who's still incredibly active in the business, Jim Carpenter, back in 1981, and he began franchising in 83, grew the brand up to about 29 units when I came on as the first employee. Actually, last week was my 26th anniversary on the 17th.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So, yeah, we're it's a wonderful company. It's a wonderful brand. And who can complain about backyard bird feeding? It's a, you know, it's a hobby that everyone loves. 52.8 million people participate in the hobby in the United States. So it's really it's a really fun brand. And we have a blast doing it. We've got phenomenal franchisees. So very happy to have been in this career path for so many years and seen the system grow to almost 300 units and over 40 members of the Franchise Support Center here in Carmel, Indiana, which is a suburb of Indianapolis. So it's just been it's been a delight and, again, an honor to be part of the growth and development of the system. I have been in development. In the early days, we, you know, when you're the only employee, you do a little bit of everything. But really focused on development through the vast majority of my career trajectory. So, and continue to lead a team. I've got a wonderful group of people who are assisting me in helping people realize their dreams of self-employment and doing it in an industry that really gives back and is very customer-centric. And at the end of the day, the more bird food you sell, the more birds you get to see, and the more birds are happy and thriving in the environment. So it's really a big win-win type of concept.
Yeah, I guess it really is scalable, right? The more product that goes out, the more, I guess for you guys, the real end customer is the actual bird, right?
It is. And there's something great to have to be in an industry where your main product line is a consumable. So those customers keep coming back and keep learning how to further enjoy their hobby. And and again, just it's such a feel good business. And it is just it's truly amazing to see a customer evolve through their process of initially maybe having one feeder and then getting into hummingbird feeders and adding Niger and seeing the goldfinches and really just developing the hobby into something that and help, you know, we, our store owners, our franchisees can help them to develop a whole backyard habitat. It really, at the end of the day, is just making the world a better place.
Yeah, making the world a better place,
even better, you know.
Yeah, and making their own little part of the world more livable and enjoyable. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about, you know, all of the cool stuff that I see you doing in social media, digital media, but before we get to that, take us back 26 years, and you know, what sort of tools were you using for developing leads and communicating with potential franchisees when we had, you know, no social media, no Facebook, no email, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but no cell phones, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no cell phones, no internet. I was just...
How did we work, Paul?
How did we do it? I was just talking to you. I know. Well, we all seem to do pretty well, you know? It's all... You know, technology is all about just tools, you know. It's just a tool to make it more efficient and, in some cases, more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking to Jim Carpenter, our founder and CEO, and reminding him of a conversation we had years ago about, do you think we really need to buy a fax machine? Or can we go down to the copy center down the road and get it? And just the back and forth, and, oh, that's kind of expensive. And nowadays, you know. Heavens to Betsy. We shared a computer. We had one computer where we used to have a sign up sheet that we would take turns to sit at the computer. And now I've got three with a, you know, I've got my desktop and I've got my cell phone and my iPad and they're all dinging and buzzing all the time. And you know, and some days I miss it, and other days I think that, you know, we can just get so much more done and actually make a difference in so many more lives because of technology if you use it properly and you learn to step away from it when necessary.
Yeah, I think that's the key is, you know, you can step away from it when you have to, but, you know, you're a great communicator, and you know, for a guy like you, the technology is just, you know, amplifying your ability to communicate with more people. So
yeah.
It's definitely a tool, not a nuisance for guys like you. So tell us about what you're doing these days. So jumping forward 26 years to 2015, you talked a bit at the conference a couple of weeks ago about using Facebook for developing franchise leads. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, we have a great luxury of having a brand that is very passion driven, and it really connects with people on a visceral level. And so we're able to, using a broad-based brand Facebook page, to really engage with our retail customers, to share with them what's going on in some cases their backyards or other backyards all across the nation and in Canada, and actually across the world. And using that platform of engagement is also a great way to encourage people to realize, hey, this is an opportunity for me to do it in my community. So for years and years, and it continues to be the number one source of leads for WildBirds Unlimited franchise store owners, has been consumers of an existing store. You know, you've got your favorite store. We happen to be a lot of people's favorite store until their cousin, aunt, friend comes into town. It's like, you got to come to my WildBirds. You're my WildBirds Unlimited store, and that's what they call it—is their bird store.
Yeah.
And people get excited and say, "Hey, we don't have one in this community, or in my community when I go back home," and they then engage with us. And that continues to be the most, you know, one of the most important ways for us to generate leads. But with Facebook is a great example of a way for us to share that message and the opportunity with people who may not have actually shopped in one of our stores. So, and I think like a lot of brands, you know, you put a store in, well, Deb, in Houston, and then you start to develop Houston because you've got some traction there. Well, this is a great way for us to go into markets where we don't already have a presence. So it just engages with people. And because of that passion side of it, they get excited, as they should, and start to engage with us in the franchise development department, me and my team, and boom. That's where it starts.
Great.
That's the initial. And then, of course, you have to have a good process and development, and you have to have proper content and obviously an award-winning franchisee satisfaction system. So, you know, you've got to have something behind it in order to make it a worthy financial investment.
Sure, sure. So are potential store owners seeing content typically from other franchisees' Facebook pages, or is it something that's coming from a corporate-run Facebook page or a specific franchise development page? Where are they typically seeing this content starting from?
The content starts from a variety of different places, actually. It starts from, we have a system in place where our franchisees can tap in to, we never call ourselves corporate. We're always the franchise support center, but we do have these corporate content, and we produce three or more posts a week that we can push to our store owners who, and it ties in with our ongoing marketing strategy. A lot of it is very educational in its content. And then we also have our franchisees can, and they have the ability to find local content. It could be anything from a customer picture to a post made by some strategic partner that they have, their local Audubon, some habitat restoration, even a landscaping native plant place, where then they're pushing that content out too, so that they're focusing on certainly you posting on a regular basis so that they keep an engagement level with their customers, but then also layering on a more localized posting in addition to the posts that we provide to them. So they have a lot of options.
Taking it to the next level sort of thing on a local level. Yeah, and I've seen a lot of your store's posts, whether it's coming from the support center or from the store itself. And, you know, it's I think the one, and I won't say, you know, sort of lucky situation that you have, but you're in such a great space that your content and you know, just the subject matter is just perfect for Facebook. You know, it's the pictures of the birds and everything and the videos, I mean, just the visuals are just, I mean, it's really what Facebook is meant for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and for our franchisees, it's as much about editing through all of the incredible amount of content rather than actually having to think about, oh my gosh, what can I post about? There's just so much going on. And our stores are so active in their community. Our franchisees are, as I mentioned earlier, they love to give back. So they already have sort of a content stream built into their operations plan. And that works very, very well. And then we have some stores. We have a store in one that I will call out, Yorktown, Virginia. And they have two store dogs and two store cats, and they take advantage of the connection between those pets and their customers and dress them up for promotions. And it's hilarious. They use it as an incredible amount, an incredible focus, new customer acquisition, because they have such a strong following on Facebook that it just spreads. People share it constantly, which is obviously a way to engage with new customers.
Right, right. Any time you can legitimately put, you know, cat videos up, you're going to have engagement, right?
Yeah, it's a win.
So Paul, outside of go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we've talked a lot about Facebook, but I believe you're also working on a strategy with LinkedIn, another social platform to try to generate leads.
Yes, we are. We ran a pretty intense test last year on doing some AdWord buys and really trying to target market our message into areas that we did not have stores that we just felt were really strong markets. And what we found was that the franchise development website that we have at Wildbirds Unlimited, wildbirdsunlimitedfranchise.com, was very informative, but it wasn't all that sophisticated. And what we found was that it wasn't engaging with that type of potential franchisee. And so we actually, like a big wow is that tomorrow, knock on wood, we launch a brand new website for the Wildbirds Unlimited franchise development process. It's at wbufranchise.com. We're very excited about it. And once we have that under our belt, we are going to go on and do a very targeted marketing strategy using LinkedIn, because, you know, we need franchisees who love birds and love the hobby, but we also want franchisees who want to build a business and really are focused on developing a business enterprise that has strong best practices and strong systems in place to really create that return on investment that we are so focused on at Wild Birds Unlimited. So we're pretty excited about it. We've been promoting a lot more on our company's LinkedIn page to develop a following and a customer base, so to speak. And now we're going to go into some direct franchise development advertising using LinkedIn, because it's worked really well for us with Facebook.
Right. Good. And then once you get that LinkedIn going, you'll move right over to Twitter and start that Twitter advertising.
We will, but I think that actually speaks to a core strategy for Wild Birds Unlimited in just about everything we do, is we really want to figure out what we're doing in one platform,
right,
and really understand how to develop it, how to manage it, how to optimize it. It's so easy to say, oh my gosh, there's so many options, and then you almost become paralyzed because you can't actually get a handle on any one of them. So focusing on one before you expand to another is, I guess, a piece of advice that I would provide to anyone. And really master the first one before you move on to number two and number three.
Mm-hmm.
And social media and this world of technology, we spoke of it so, I mean, you do get caught up in all of it, and some of it is great. And then we had conversation about QR codes, and do you remember MySpace? Remember when that was hot? Now it's like, seriously, what is MySpace?
Right. You're not getting a lot of leads off of MySpace these days,
yeah,
Paul?
Yeah, can you believe it? Well, and I knew that Facebook was the right place for me when my younger friends, actually, you know, the kids of my friends, said, Facebook? Oh, that's for old people, you know?
Right. That's for old people, like, you know, in their 30s.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I promise you that it will be a long time before Wild Birds Unlimited franchise development ads are up on Snapchat. I promise you.
Yeah.
It'll take a while before that happens.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't see that as a core focus, perhaps. But let me ask you this. You know, with Facebook and you know, with what you're planning on seeing in Twitter, how do you see the comparison with some of the more traditional lead generation tactics that you've had over the past 26 years? Is it more cost effective? Are you getting just faster results? Do you see any difference in you know, social media versus other things so far?
Well, so far, yes. I would also say that so far my observation that I've made is that you have to keep your content fresh and relevant and changing on a regular basis, a little bit more so than more traditional methods.
Sure.
People get bored, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want to see something new. Sure. And it's, you know, we really began doing this. We've had a Facebook page. Well, Jackie, you know that. You helped us with that in the very beginning. For a while, and we had an organic franchise development landing page within our Facebook page, and that does generate some leads. But then we started advertising, and that has been very effective for us. And in fact, we've brought a candidate all the way down, and she, you know, made a commitment. We haven't signed the franchise agreement, but we've signed a reservation agreement, so it has truly worked for us. And
wow.
You know how those deals are. All you need to do is one to get a return on investment.
Yeah, because the cost of advertising is still, you know, still so manageable compared to so many other places that you can advertise. So, and I don't know if everybody saw the news today, but there is a huge change in the Facebook algorithm that was announced today, where Facebook is now giving you know, more space and pushing to the top more of users' friends' posts and less, you know, business-oriented posts or things from fan pages. So I think what we're going to see is the organic posts are going to take another hit. So the fact that you guys are you know, putting some ad spend behind it is, you know, you're definitely going in the right direction there, especially with this latest change to the algorithm.
Right. And you need to not only have your advertising, but I feel that you also need to really commit on your organic page, you know, your basic company homepage, to have messages that are truly of interest and content rich. And for us, that means a combination, and we need, you know, I see an opportunity for us to put more of the franchise business postings onto that organic page, in addition to just the wonderful, cool bird news that's always up there.
Right, right.
So I think we'll have to do it.
And the fact that they're going to be pushing more of everyone's friends posts to the top, the better content, the more interesting content that, that your fans are seeing and sharing with their friends. You know, I think that's a good strategy to getting in front of more people. So that's great to hear, Paul. This is Social Geek Radio, and our guest tonight is Paul Pickett of Wild Birds Unlimited. Paul, in the few minutes we have left, give us one good piece of advice that, that you would give to any franchising executive out there who isn't really using social media for lead generation, but they're thinking about starting. What's the one thing that they should go do tomorrow?
They should review some of the stronger franchise systems, go onto their Facebook pages, see what they're doing. I mean, copying is, you know, it's not copying. It's basically getting great advice. And I would say give it time and make sure that you have the bandwidth to support it with content-rich information that will be of interest to your prospective customers, whoever they are.
Very good. Excellent.
You can't just write a check.
Yeah.
You've got to
right.
work it. You know?
You've got to grow it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else new happening at Wild Birds? You talked about the LinkedIn campaign, but anything new that the stores are doing?
Well, a couple of things, actually. Our new website is pretty exciting. So check that out tomorrow. It should go live at www.wbufranchise.com. Another incredibly cool thing, and this is for the on the consumer side, is on our consumer website, wbu.com, we have baby owls in the Wild Birds Unlimited owl cam. So a pair of barred owls
that.
Nest in a box. Isn't it amazing? And the first baby was born. I think it was either late Sunday night or early Monday morning. That box is in the backyard of Jim and Nancy Carpenter, our founders, wonderful, wonderful people. They have it all hooked up, and so you can see her, and now it's really getting exciting. It's a little, you got to have a good stomach. I mean, today there was a dead mouse in the box with them, but you're feeding the babies, and you'll see all kinds of cool things.
They are owls. They're not goldfinches.
Exactly. But we have people from all over the world watching this, so that's very exciting. And then from the brand, I mean, again, good year so far. Same store sales are up. We have completely revisited all of our support services, done a whole revamping. Our IT support completely changed, completely scalable. Our merchandising and purchasing support, adding people, really focusing on the end user, who is our main customer, our franchisees, and then also restructured our whole training and ongoing support with a three-tiered system, really engaging with our franchisees to say, what is it that you want, and really identifying how we can support our stores in different levels depending on the needs that they have. So it's really this, the customized support is something that has always been part of our system, but really nailing it down to a level that is unbelievable and almost unheard of in franchise. So we're very excited.
You know,
a lot happening.
You guys received Franchise Business Review number one franchise satisfaction. And I can say, you know, any franchisor that receives that is must be well deserving. You guys support your franchisees, it's obvious, and those satisfaction reports show that. So congratulations on that. And we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to be losing our broadcast here soon. Why don't you let everybody know how they can reach out to you or find I know you mentioned the website earlier, or your Twitter account, or what's the best way for folks to connect with your franchise?
Best way, WBU.com is our consumer site. We've got, and you can obviously link to the franchise development site via WBU.com. You can also call us. We have an 800 number, 888-730-7108. We always answer the phone during business hours. Got a great team there to help anyone. and or you know, email me at picketsp@wbu.com. We make ourselves very available.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Again, congratulations on 26 years with Wild Bird.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And thanks for joining us tonight. And we'll look forward to catching up with you again very soon, Paul.
I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Right, thanks for that.
Thank
Good
you.
Night, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.